Time for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. The focus, GM CEO Mary Barra's appearance this week before that House subcommittee that's investigating the ignition switch debacle. Daniel, Mary Barra didn't sugarcoat the fact GM bungled this terribly. She freely admitted their engineers knew about the switch problems 12 years ago and then didn't connect that to the airbag malfunction that's linked to at least 13 deaths. And she had a litany of changes she's instituted in response to all of this, including firing 15 pretty high-level employees. But you're saying this has to go deeper?
Well, I think a lot of people feel it has to go deeper. And clearly what you saw in the hearing this week was members of Congress who, to put it gently, were skeptical that a company like this, with the track record that it's had, particularly in the last 5 years, will be able to do that. And with a leadership that are products, whose members are products of General Motors. I mean, with the exception of the president of GM, Dan Ammann, everybody at the top of that company are longtime GM people. And I think there's a real belief in the outside world, outside of the auto industry, that people from the inside of General Motors can't change the way General Motors behaves because they're products of that culture. I'm not that I 100% believe that. And there certainly are examples of companies where insiders have changed. GE under Jack Welch is a very good example.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have here in Detroit the obvious example of Ford Motor Company, which knew that it was probably headed for bankruptcy in 2006 and went after Al Mulally at Boeing. He'd been there for 37 years and brought him here and agreed to pay him an awful lot of money at a time when things were going to be very difficult at Ford. And he really engineered, I think, a cultural turnaround at that company, and he did it without cleaning house.
Let me think if I'm hearing this subtext. Do you think that the Mary Barra appointment that seemed like a good idea in late 2013, mm-hmm. now in the light of everything that's blown up with Ignition Gate, is not mm-hmm. such a good idea?
No. I mean, I wouldn't say that, because I think you need to know a little bit more about Mary's DNA. While she is very much a product of General Motors mm-hmm. and had a father who worked for General Motors, as I remember, she went to GMI Institute, now Kettering University,
yes.
up in the Flint area. She also, in her later years, became much more of a cultural, or I should say, an agent of change. And one of the reasons that Dan Akerson promoted her and chose her to be CEO, in his view, was that she was able to drive change. One of the reasons that she was the head of product development for 3 years and was put there by Akerson was because he believed that she was the kind of person that could get people, A, to work together and could streamline things and get things running a lot more efficiently. I think the evidence suggests that Mary has some of the tools to do that. I think the board thinks that. But I also think that this scandal, this recall fiasco, is amping the pressure up to exceedingly high levels on her, on the board. I think the board is exerting some of that pressure on her. Mm. So to suggest that she's got all the time in the world to do this, I don't think she does. I mean, I think that there is a lot of pressure for them to show quick results. And at the end of the day, and I think this was the message of the hearing, you can talk about culture change all you want, but it's all measured by what you do, not what you say. And that includes who you promote. That includes who you fire. That includes what kind of actions you take, how you reward people, how you pay them. All sorts of things can speak to the culture and how you change it. And companies can change, but it really begins with the leadership and the accountability they demand of the people that work for them.
You quoted in your column for the Detroit News, you quoted Congressman Tim Murphy saying the failures at General Motors were the ones of accountability and culture, and you're saying he doesn't know the half of it. So you're saying this is much deeper than the things that we've learned about, that people don't take notes at safety meetings because they don't want to have something a lawyer will pounce on, or now we know about the GM nod and the GM salute as a good way to agree without taking responsibility to the act. What's happening at a deeper level?
Well, I use a couple of examples, but I give you one that I think is really telling. There was a meeting in which Dan Action, who was the CEO, stopped the meeting and said, anybody in here ever demoted anyone? And by Ackerson's telling, almost every hand in the room goes up. And I looked at him and I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, we have this practice in General Motors that when a manager or a senior manager really wasn't getting the job done, instead of saying, you know, it's time for you to go, you're not getting the job done, they demote the person. They cut their pay, they give them a less august title, and they put them in a job, and they're dispirited and they're angry.
Huh.
And as a result, the younger people beneath them are all of a sudden, that's a job that they could have been promoted up into. Well, now it's occupied by a guy who's in his, or a woman is in their 52 years old and as mad about it and comes in late and leaves early. And it was essentially what Ackerson called a management union.
Wow.
And then once you got in there, you were there. And they moved problems around. They didn't solve problems, personnel problems. And that's just one example, plus the bureaucracies. I mean, if you read through the Veloukis report on this whole thing, the acronyms and the bureaucracies and how in the silos, it's mind-numbing, absolutely mind-numbing. So when people talk about the culture, it's as much the bureaucracy, it's the HR, it's a whole host of things. And I think representatives like Representative Murphy out of the Pittsburgh area, in this case, doesn't know what he doesn't know, and that's not to be critical. It's just that there's an awful lot of things that go on inside the company that, in any company, frankly, that outsiders can't see.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. As always, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.